From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump welcomes Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to the White House today. Trump said last week he sees no reason why there can't be peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Abbas recently said a historic peace deal to end the decades-old conflict is possible under Trump's leadership. Abbas is at risk of being sidelined by Trump's efforts to revive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks rather than pursue direct talks between the two sides. Trump has suggested recruiting Arab countries to help forge a broader peace agreement. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry says a suicide bombing in Kabul near the U.S. Embassy on Wednesday killed at least 8 people and wounded 25 others. Spokesman for the U.S.-led NATO coalition confirmed one of its armored vehicles was targeted in the attack. He said 3 service members suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Witnesses say most of the injured are Afghan civilians. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The United States is sending envoys to the Russian-sponsored Syria ceasefire talks, set to begin today in Kazakh's capital, Astana. The White House confirmed the move following Tuesday's talks between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The White House said the two leaders also discussed the deployment of safe zones to achieve lasting peace for humanitarian reasons. And in other news, U.S. media say the U.S. Justice Department has decided not to charge 2 white police officers in the southern city of Baton Rouge in the shooting death of a black man outside of a convenience store. That story, additional news coming up in just one moment from here in Washington. This is VOA News.